Wow, thank you very much, Bruce. I didn't know that that you would offer that kind of introduction. It has been my honor. It's been my privilege. In fact, from the title that I've given to my talk this morning, it's what is it that you want? And you know, that was what I thought you were asking, was to respond when Bruce invited me to come. I said, what is it that you want me to do? And he said, just let people know who we are and what we want to do in this community. It's certainly been my privilege and my honor to have that opportunity. It's difficult, actually, to summarize the experience that we've had in Murrieta over the last 2 years and share with you what that means, because people have embraced what we're doing. Loma Linda University Medical Center, Murrieta, a Seventh-day Adventist institution. Loma Linda University Medical Center, Murrieta, a Seventh-day Adventist institution. Are you proud of that? If there's a group of people that we want to be proud of, it's you. You have lived in this community. You have been in this community, raised your family in this community long before it was decided that the name Loma Linda University Medical Center would be on a hospital here in your community. And it's very, very important to us that you, as a Seventh-day Adventist, can be very, very proud of what we're doing there. And that sets the bar very, very high for us. Healthcare is a tough, tough business. Building a building, not just any building, but a hospital today is an unbelievably huge challenge. And I'd like to say that the Lord tapped the right person on the shoulder. And when Ruthita Fike asked Bruce to lead this project. Physicians Hospital of Murrieta is how it started. It started with a group of doctors who said, this community is underbedded. That's the term that is used when we talk about how many beds there are per 1,000 people in a community, or per capita in a community. And all of the demographics and all of the studies show that this valley has grown so fast and far outgrew the infrastructure, and specifically the hospital beds in this area. So these group physicians started meeting together. They called themselves Physicians Hospital of Murrieta, and they started this project back in 2005. When they chose a piece of property, they also started talking about with an architect. They were moving things along until, you know, they realized all along that patient care, being a doctor to a patient, is one thing. Actually, building and running a hospital is something else. And so they began to look at who they would partner with. And to make a long story short, they met with Ruthita Fike from Loma Linda. Loma Linda had an interest in expanding the area of service and being able to share the mission of Loma Linda to a broader group. And so began this discussion of having this partnership. An interesting arrangement. Very unlike most other Adventist hospitals, and certainly unlike what Loma Linda had ever done before. And so This discussion started in 2008, and many of you are aware, and some of you were even with us the day that we turned the shovels and called it a groundbreaking. And then what we have a little over 26 months later is what you see now on the 215 freeway. Loma Linda comes under the direct line of the World Church of Seventh-day Adventists. Unlike other hospitals within the Adventist health system, 500 of them or so around the world. And I might like to mention, this very same story that I am sharing with you, I have talked to many, many people throughout this community, including yesterday. Yesterday, there is a group that meets in this community by invitation only. It's made up of the movers and shakers of this community. It's called the Temecula Murrieta Group, and they invited us to speak. And I was sharing this same talk, actually, you know, with them. One of the things that I've been allowed to do is preach a sermon every time I talk about Loma Linda University Medical Center Murrieta. And I don't know of any other way that the Lord could have given me the opportunity to talk to every community leader in the six communities that we serve, all of the county leaders, and the state leaders who represent our area. I've had the opportunity to share this same message with each of the chambers of commerce and business people. When Bruce asked me again to get out in the community, I started thinking, all right, I'll get on the phone, I'll start calling someone one at a time. And I thought, that is going to take a long time. About this time, we started seeing the steel structure coming out of the ground over there. We didn't even have an address at the time. The address was the fire station. And so when people would try to Google where we were, they couldn't get there by MapQuest or Google because they would end up at the fire station. But out of the ground started coming this steel structure. You've watched it yourself. And once we had some hallways to walk, I started inviting people to come. And interestingly enough, they responded to the invitation. And so every week, and some of you were able to join us, and we called them walk-through Wednesdays. They were a tour, a time that people would come, 6, 8, 10, 12, and we had hard hats, construction hard hats. We had steel-toed boots, and we had a lot of different sizes. And for over a year, my office was a bootery, or whatever you call it, where people would come. Many of them dressed up with suit and ties. I even have some pictures of these unbelievably stiletto heels in my office there next to a pair of boots, because I told the ladies they had to take their shoes off and put on these boots. Some interesting stories. But we started walking through this building. We started talking about how much wire is there in a wireless hospital. Well, there's about 100 miles of wire in a wireless hospital. We started talking about how much paper is there in a paperless hospital, and having rather interesting conversations about all that takes place behind the sheetrock and above the ceiling in a hospital. Very fascinating, actually. All of this was just to capture people's imagination, attention, and to get them there. And they were excited. But truthfully, we decided we would take advantage of them. Or at least I did. And so we invited them to our boardroom in Trailer A. We went from Trailer A, we went from no trailer, we went from meeting actually in the fire station to a trailer in Layton, to a space in Layton construction trailers, to Trailer A, to Trailer B, Trailer C, Trailer D, and some interesting stories about how people coming together to work were in those buildings, those trailers. And so in these trailers we had a boardroom. And there in Trailer A, we had this boardroom, and I would bring these people in. Mayors, city council, state assembly, business owners from all over this area. And on the wall as there is on the wall of all of our offices, even the offices in the trailer. And these have now been these framed mission statement, just like you have that we passed out to you. A framed mission statement are on every office wall and on the wall of our boardroom. As we talked about how Physicians Hospital of Murrieta and Loma Linda University Medical Center got together and how that history all came about, after having talked about that we have 106 beds, all private and all with an outside view, and we were able to talk as we did about the healing environment and how the Seventh-day Adventist Church got involved in hospitals, you know, just kind of casual conversation. But then I was able to sit with them around this table. I said, I want you to take a close look at our mission statement. It's on the wall for you to see and for you to look at. Just as we've handed these to you, we gave a copy to them as well. And I started off by saying, this is our mission. To continue the teaching and healing ministry of Jesus Christ. And then I would say to them, I don't know what your faith is, but I do know what my faith is. And I know what the name Jesus Christ means. And I know that it's in our mission statement, and it has been part of the mission statement of Loma Linda University Medical Center for 105 years. And we are not going to do anything to discredit that. So then we went through the vision, and we went through the values. And then I said to him, listen, you know, we didn't gather this group together. We didn't meet with another group, a focus group, when we came to town and said, let's figure out what it is we're going to do. There was no such meeting. Because these words were already on a piece of paper. And when the name went on the building, so did the mission statement. And we talked to the physicians in this community in the same way that I'm talking to you right now. Without apology, we said, if this name, a Seventh-day Adventist institution, is going to be on this building, then it is this mission that we are committed to. And then I said to them, the reason why you have it in your hand is that I want you to hold us accountable for it. I said, Mr. Christian, and he was often in the room, I said, his door is open. My door is open to make sure that if we ever fall down on this mission statement, then you let us know. Because I believe that it's the most dangerous ground that we can stand on to do anything in the name of Jesus Christ and not do it the very best that we possibly can do it. There are many organizations that could have built this hospital. But until we present the mission statement and let them know that we're not just any company that's building a hospital, we have made a commitment. We've made a commitment, first of all, to Jesus. We've made a commitment to all of our physicians, to all of our employees, and to all of our and to our community, to this community, and to you as a church and a church family, that we have to do our best. That quality goes together with putting the name Jesus on anything, and we have set the bar high. That's scary, folks. That is really, really scary. But it's so very, very important. I'm giving it to you today. I'd like for you to take it home with you as well. I'd like for you to take time to read the front page and the back page. Familiarize yourself with it. And you too know that Bruce's door, that my door, that Cynthia's door, that Rosemary's door, that Bonnie's door, that Doug, all of us that are Seventh-day Adventists, because we have many, many, most who are not. But we want to make sure that you can be proud of us and will be proud of us. There's no more steel-toed boots. There's no more hard hats for people to put on. There's no more reflective vest or safety goggles that we have people to wear when they come through on tours, and we're still taking people through. I kind of counted up, not to mention the 10,000 or plus people who went through on our opening, our ceremonial opening day. But about 1,600 have actually taken a personal walk through this facility. And we have handed to them the mission statement. You also notice in the brochure, I think maybe they were passed out as well, that the mission statement is included there, and those have gone into every home in this entire area. But now when you come to go on a tour, you come in the front door and you've passed a sculpture. The sculpture is a sculpture of Jesus sitting on a park bench with his arms stretched out. It's a duplicate of the sculpture that's at the entrance to the main hospital up at Loma Linda. Victor Issa, the sculpturist, named it Come Unto Me. And we talked to all our staff about that sculpture. And that when they walk in the door to do their job, whatever their responsibility, whatever their work is, that the sculpture is just an inanimate piece of bronze. It is nothing more than that, except it's a reminder to each of us that Jesus is saying, come unto me. And as we then have the opportunity to put a smile, a face, a word to that inanimate object we call a sculpture, and share that then with everyone who comes to that hospital, whether it's someone who's selling something, which there are a lot of people that are, whether it is it doesn't matter, just anyone needs to know that all of us are there to be there to embrace people and to let them know how important they are. As you enter the lobby, and hopefully if you haven't been there, that you'll let me know, and I'm happy to make that arrangement so that you can see this. But there's a beautiful light wall inside this lobby, and on the light wall it says, to make man whole. That's the motto of Loma Linda University Medical Center. It is our motto. And as you know, you're familiar with the Blue Zone, and how National Geographic has recognized that Loma Linda is one of the healthiest places that people live and live the longest with quality of life. We're extending that Blue Zone here. You're already in it, but we're going to make sure that people know that it's about the whole person. It's not about just a sick person. It's not about a broken bone. It's not about just fixing someone's heart in our very, very expensive and state-of-the-art hybrid OR. To make man whole, to communicate the value of one's spiritual life, their emotional life, their physical being as well. And yes, we are a vegetarian cafeteria. You will not find any meat in the cafeteria or in the doctor's dining room. Now, we haven't been able to take on the idea of serving meat to patients. So if someone's in the hospital and sick, we don't want to try to be dealing with that. But so they can order, along with, you know, their doctor and their dietitian and nutritionist, a meat off of in that way. we invite you to come and have a healthy meal. We figure the only place that you'll get a better, healthier meal is in your home, nowhere else. So if you come to the cafeteria, that's what you're going to get. Jesus saw two men following him. Cynthia read that to us in the first chapter of John. John the Baptist had already acknowledged or recognized that there was something special about Jesus. Called him the Lamb of God. And so there were people that were quite curious. And there were two men who apparently followed Jesus very closely at that time. And Jesus said to them, "What is it that you want?" You probably thought of that yourself sometime when somebody's riding right on the back end of your bumper at 60 miles an hour and you're running so close, you think, what is it that they want? You know, they're just so close. You know, it kind of makes you uneasy. And maybe, I don't know if Jesus was uneasy. I don't think so. But interesting question. What is it? What is it that you want? Think about that question. Play around with it a little bit. You can actually have a little fun with just what Jesus may have been asking them. What is it that you want? Was he saying, what is it you want from me? A lot of us, that's what we do in our prayers. We all ask, what is it that you want from me? What is it that you seek? How can I help you? Good responses that Jesus would be inquiring. He could also have been asking something very different. He could have been asking, what is it that you want with your life? Are you following me so that you can inquire about what your plan is? What you want to be known for? Do you have a plan for your life? Do you really know what you are doing? Jesus chose many ways to engage people, to call them out, to learn of their interest, to offer them a better way, to challenge them in their purpose. Does he expect an answer? Following too close to Jesus can be pretty dangerous. Not in the dangers of fear, but like I was suggesting, when we are following so close to him and desiring for this hospital to be all that it can be in his name, that's scary. It's dangerous. And my comment to you or thought to you is that when you choose to follow Jesus, wow, it puts us out on the edge. It can be pretty scary out there. The neat thing about it is, you know, he says, which he then followed up with, come and spend the day with me, folks, and you'll get an idea. Jesus is saying, hey, you make that decision, just come along, spend some time with me, and I'll be there to make sure that what you are scared about, what feels a little bit uncomfortable or dangerous or scary in the sense that you set the bar so high, that I'll make sure. I'll make sure that it'll be okay. What is your one want that motivates you? What is it that says this is who you are or who I am? Because if we answer, what do you want from me? It becomes our statement of who I am when we answer that. This then becomes our own personal mission statement. I've had the opportunity of spending some time with your pastor. Your pastor asked me to tell him about myself so that he could be comfortable asking me to stand in this pulpit. It's a good question because he did not want just anyone standing here. How should I have answered him? He was asking for my mission statement. Bucky, tell me, who are you? If you haven't taken the time to write your own mission statement, I recommend that you do so. Most of you, many of you probably have. So that no matter who it is, whether somebody's asking you in the grocery store, and I find it quite interesting sometimes when I'm at the grocery store, and I know that anyone who wears a shirt with the name Loma Linda University Medical Center Murrieta is going to get some real serious questions. Bonnie didn't want me to do that because she didn't iron the shirt this morning. But, but people will say, when is it opening? And I look at them like, well, what are you talking about? You know, well, the hospital. Oh, then I realize that I have my shirt on. But wow, you know, they're expecting a big response. You know, there is such high expectation for what we're doing there. And that expectation is something that I believe that we are up to the challenge, as long as we stay committed to this mission statement, to continue the teaching and the healing ministry of Jesus Christ. If we don't apply that into everything that we do and say, then we're not going to be able to do that. Wow, there's two bunny rabbits right here. Pretty cool. Hey, kids. That's your children's story, Rosemary. Rosemary, by the way, I thought you were going to just point out the bump on your head, but you didn't do that. It was a big bump yesterday when she told me what she was going to tell a story about. Your mission statement. Whatever it is, you need to have it memorized. You need to be able to say it, boom, just like that. I'd like to share with you my own personal mission statement, since we're talking about mission statements, or at least I am. I actually have taken it from Micah, from the prophet Micah, a verse in the Bible that you're very familiar with. Micah 6:8 gives me my mission statement: to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with Him. That's it. The real answer to what I want with my life, to what I need, is to be able to answer because of who I am and how I live my life. The only thing that I really want is the same opportunity that was given the disciples. And it's found in the 29th verse of John chapter 1. And again, that is to spend eternity with Him. And it starts by spending a day with Him. John 1:39 says to spend the entire day with you, an opportunity that Andrew and Simon had because they followed Him. To sit at His feet, to spend the day with Jesus, there couldn't be anything better. Pray for us every day at Loma Linda University Medical Center, Murrieta, that we live up to our mission statement. Shall we stand for prayer? Father, what an opportunity we have each and every day, with every word, with every action of our life, in every association, in every relationship, in every interaction, to reflect Your love. Father, I pray that each one of us will take very personally the question that Jesus is asking each of us. What is it that You want to be known for? Be with each one of us in a special way. And again, I pray for all of those, over 450 people that will be working at Loma Linda University Medical Center Murrieta, that as we are there to meet the healthcare needs of this community, that we will not fall short for any opportunity, that people will know that the reason why we're doing what we do is because we love You and that You've asked us to do it. be with our church family here in a special way. In your name we pray. Amen.